Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Yay!
Yay!
Woo, so exciting.
We're going to grieve a little bit today because Tiffany had other plans. So it's back to this girl watching the chat. So,
We do love when Tracy does it.
it
It's
just
nice when
affects us a
Tracy,
lot.
Tiffany picks them out, and it's easier and stuff. So if you have a question, put Tracy in really big letters.
Really big. I love it. Yeah. Make sure I can see it. It's going to be bold because we like to answer your questions and it's a lot of fun. We got Florida, New Zealand, Norway,
Yeah,
Virginia.
you guys know the drill. Love it.
Absolutely. Australia, UK, Ireland. This is fun. I can just sit here and do this all night.
I know, it's so exciting.
I
You
know.
see why I get high
Amen.
on
Yeah, it's fun. Singapore, I love it. Keep them coming. Yeah, that is a lot of fun. And they're coming in slow enough that I could read them. Denmark. Oh, now they're not. Jinx that. Arizona, Singapore, Texas. I'm trying to keep up with you guys. Kansas. We got a few from New Zealand, some Canada. I can't get the names end of the places, but it's so cool.
It's all good.
Louisiana, Illinois. Springfield, Montana, all kinds of good things.
Very cool.
I'm dizzy now, you guys. Thank you. Awesome. And welcome, everybody. Thank you for jumping in the chat and giving us a big shout out. Well, of course, there's someone from Oregon, so I'm in Oregon.
Any Arkansas there?
I'm sure there's Arkansas here. It's flying through very fast. Arkansas is in the house. She's talking to us right now. Her name is Julia. Awesome.
That
Oh
would
my
be
goodness.
me.
That would be you. Hey, there's Arkansas. Jessica's from Arkansas. Woo! You know what I liked about the Oregon
Okay,
one?
fantastic.
The
So, yeah.
Oregon gal's name was Rain. Go
Oh,
figure.
how fun is
Go
that?
figure. Yeah.
Oregon rain.
Oregon Rain. So it is. Okay. Over 100 messages already. That's awesome. You guys keep them coming. Connecticut, again, British Columbia, Fiji. All right.
Gigi.
And Rain is in there. Woo-hoo, that's right. Gotcha. All right.
Very
So
cool.
I
So
don't
what's
even
been
know.
going on in your world, Tracy?
Well, as you guys know, we had the solar eclipse going on, right?
Okay,
Did
so
you
now it's a
hear
solar eclipse. I heard it was
that? Oh my
lunar and
God.
solar, and I've been trying to figure out
Well,
what's
they
going
looked
on.
it up and said it was solar, but it was happening in the middle of the night. So I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But at least over here it was. I think for you, it would have been about 11 o'clock at night that it was happening.
I
So
know
who
nothing
knows?
about
Was it
that.
solar or was it lunar? The thing I looked up said it was solar. It was
Okay.
a solar eclipse, which means it was eclipsing on the other side of the
Right.
planet. So we'll find out because these guys. These listeners, they know, and I'm just going
I know exactly because we were talking about some stuff this morning, and I thought, any questions I have, I'm going to ask tonight because I know we'll get answers.
right. We're going to get the answers. You guys are going to answer our questions today. Hello, Astoria, Oregon. Wonderful. So I may or may not have even put a social media post that said, "Oh, hello there, solar eclipse. Yes, I see you." Because it was like if you were in a karate tournament and you got kicked and you fell and you're like, oh, that's nothing. I can get up. And then boom, you get kicked again and you're down again. Then it's a little bit harder to get up. And then by the third time you get kicked, it's like, well, I'm staying down. What's up? So anyways, there was a lot of people that were messaging me saying, what's going on? I'm tired. I'm lethargic.
Tired, yeah.
I have no motivation. Why, what's my purpose? It's like there was not only was there no motivation, but there was like no like purpose to things. Like it just felt like, what's the point? That kind of energy. And so, I was getting a few pings with that, and mostly from friends that know that I'll do this kind of stuff, and they'll be like, anything going on I should know about? Because I just really am not feeling it. Now, that's not going to be everybody, though. Some people were feeling the energy differently, and I don't know how that falls in the astrology. It was hitting it, you know how that works. It always hits you in a certain spot in your chart, and wherever that is, that's where you're going to oddly feel it affecting you the most. So some people were like, one of my friends is like, hey, how are you feeling? She, oh man, I'm climbing mountains and doing this and doing that. And I've got all kinds of energy. I'm like, and what's your chart like? Cause I want that. But yeah, I was kind of the, oh, let's see. Can that wait till tomorrow? I think it can. And then it did. So that was kind of me. It wasn't like it was, I don't know, like negative. It was just unmotivating. Like, seriously, I'm just going to put that off till tomorrow. And then I would just go watch TV or cuddle on the bed. I took a nap. I did all kinds of things. So, yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Now, I was hearing about the tired stuff. I thought, yeah, I've been like sleepy tired, you know, and I'm like, why am I sleepy? Because I just got up. Like, what's that about? Then yesterday, so it's like, I'm not sure. This has been over the last couple of days. Yesterday, when you're talking about that, I was like, well, I was kind of having those feelings that you were talking about, but I was working on some very detailed things that were not cooperating really well. I was trying to do airline tickets for the trip. And that was majorly messing with my, so I thought it was that. I thought it was just, you know, sometimes when you do those things, it's like, and
we should do that together.
And I just said, like, I think I called you. Yeah. Cause you were talking, I said, no, my brain broke. Like, I gotta push it away. I gotta go step away from it.
And that was a good idea. Cause you know what today is? Today is the first day of Mercury in retrograde, which
I did not know that.
Okay. Yeah. We've been in the shadow of it. Mm. Trying to remember, I have a banner here. Hold on. Let me see if I can.
I'm thinking it's probably Aries going, I'm shifting sun going into Taurus, because I think this is right at the cusp here.
Yeah, something like that. Where did my
post that? The retrograde. Wow.
Retrograde. Mercury retrogrades the 21st of April through May 14th. And so then, of course, you got your shadows on each side of that. Yeah, and I made a post a few days ago on my Facebook page. If you wanted to know how it was affecting your sign, this astrologer I posted will go into your specific sign and tell you how it's affecting you. But anyway, I just like to look those things up to kind of, you know, it just helps me to be like, okay, I'm just going to have a little more patience.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for me, it's, I think the Mercury in retrograde is the, you go to grab something that falls on the floor and, you know, you got to pick it up, but you go to pick it up and then it rolls away. That's, you know, and so then you just got to laugh. It's like, don't get frustrated. Just laugh. That's
Maybe that, cause I drove into town to mail something, and on the way in, my tire gauge indicator comes on indicating that I have air pressure going down in one of my tires. And I'm like, okay, at least I'm going into town. And so I can stop by the place, and they checked it out, and it was a rock. I live on a dirt road, you know, but anyway, but it was like, so maybe stuff like that, things that delay. It was supposed to be just a real fast trip into town and back, but I had to stop someplace and have the tire fixed.
But at least you were around a place that you could do that, and you didn't get home and find yourself in a flat tire.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cause it could have been that way.
Yeah. So we're just looking at the positives, right? We're like,
that's how I was looking at it. Like, at least it happened that way. Yeah. On the end.
If it was going to happen, at least it happened that way.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to see if anybody has put my name really big. Not seeing my name anywhere yet. What's wrong with you guys?
Oh, wow.
Do you not know my name?
Tracy.
But Tracy, and then ask your question. What alchemist species are you? I don't even know what that question means, but
I don't know, but I love the word alchemy and alchemist. I just am fascinated with that. So I think I probably did stuff with that. I think it goes back in my lineage. And I'm searching it out again now. So it's like, it is so attractive to me. It's like, I really want to understand it and want to do it and all that stuff. So
And it seems like it's kind of, you know, like things come and it seems like the collective seems to be on this theme, on this, you know, I'll notice that if I start getting a theme for me and then I notice that it's not just me. Other people are talking about this subject too. And it's like, that's interesting.
Very. So, mm-hmm. Like it's time for this.
Okay. So, so when you put Tracy on there, follow it with a question. Guys are hilarious.
I know they're wanting us to intuit.
Why Tracy? Why not? I mean, you know, the story of my name, there is a story with it. And I don't know, I've told it before, so I don't know if I've told it here, but my mom was going to name me after St. Teresa. And then one of her friends had a daughter and she named her Teresa. So then she's like, oh, well, now I can't do that because it looks like I'm copying. So she named me Tracy. But here's the fun little side piece. I was born on St. Teresa's birthday.
How funny is that?
Exactly. Okay, so we do have a question in here. Sherry would like to know, how can I learn more about my past life? I'm going to hand that over to you.
Yes. That we are kind of specialists in that field. Yeah, I mean, the best way, I feel is the best way, I mean, you get a past life regression. You know, in QHHT, that is part of the whole model. You see what your other lives are like. You see the ones that are important and relevant to your life now. And then you go on to the part of yourself that has all the answers. So you definitely, if you have questions, you're wanting to know more about what's going on in your life, you're on different things, then you'll get those answered there. But definitely you will see other lives. Yeah. And that's the best way, QHHT. And we'll talk more about it and how you can find a practitioner to help you with that. And if you want to actually do it yourself, you know, help other people to see, understand their past lives.
Absolutely.
We have all that.
We have all that in a bag of chips. And okay, so what do you do, Tracy? Well, other than entertain you guys on these things, I do QHHT, what Julia was just talking about. I do that. And
QHHT is quantum healing hypnosis technique. And that is the technique that my mother, Dolores Cannon, created and developed.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We are getting some questions. So I'm seeming like the distant participant right now because, I kind of want to answer this one with Brenda.
Okay.
So Brenda says, what do I need to do to get back on my path? I think a lot of people,
that's going to be the answer for everything.
Yes. But yeah, I think a lot of people are feeling that. And I wanted to kind of address that. It's, you know, it came, some of the things that I've noticed over the last, I don't know, maybe even 2 years now, is that the waves, you know, your mom talked about the three waves of volunteers. It seemed to me like the first wave had been coming in, like really lost. Like, I feel like whatever I need to do is done. And so, yeah, QHHT session would be awesome because you want to go ask your higher self or go into meditation, ask, what is it I'm supposed to be doing now? But if you're feeling like you came to the end of something, like I'm not doing that or have no interest in that part anymore, don't want to do that anymore, it's because you're coming into something new. And I call it the reassignment. But what I find the reassignment is, it's really fun. You guys are going to like this. You have to go find your joy.
Yes.
Go find
what I was going to say.
Yeah. It's so
important.
Go find
what makes you're what you're passionate about. Do that. That's where you're at. The other stuff is done. Go do that.
The other stuff is done. All those that are like, well, I feel like I need to be of service, check into that. Because being of service is find your joy. Why? Why is that? Because to get to 5D, we need to be in that vibration.
Yes.
And so the more of us that are in the joy and finding our happiness and what is our love and things that we like to do, the higher that vibration goes. So, I can't put the mouse over it or it blocks it out. That's funny. I was thinking today, for those of us who have crazy lives anyway, okay, crazy lives, would Mercury retrograde be a smoother time, like flip a switch? Okay, so
I might do the opposite.
If you're normally in a crazy life, would
yeah.
it? I think, yeah. Some people are
And remember, it's always about, you know, we are the ones who are in charge. It's not these things happening to us and stuff. That these are just nice to know sometimes. It's like, if there's something, if you're feeling off, if you're feeling that, that's just telling, oh, okay, that could be that. But
yeah.
It's not governing us and it's not controlling us or anything like that. So don't try to, oh my gosh, it's this taking over. But I like that. Yeah, it can absolutely affect you the other way, I would think too. Yeah, if you're normally very busy or normally this, and it could be having this, it's just, you just kind of roll with it. I feel like that's what, when we know it's around,
yeah.
we roll with it.
You
You know,
just
it's
go
like,
with the
okay.
flow. Don't take it personal.
Yeah.
You might have friends that you miscommunicate with. You might have things like that happen. Try not to take it too serious. You know, honor their feelings, of course, but don't get too caught up in it.
Yeah.
All right. So, how do we snap out of the lethargic feelings? The thing, all of that. What's a good way to? You're just
snap
gonna
out of it.
Knock
What
on
movie was that?
Door, and she's gonna meet you with a little.
What was that movie? Was it Cher? She said something about snap out of it. Just snap out of it.
Just do it. Just snap out. Well, part of it, I think we're gonna, like, we're in some energy that is meant to push us, meant to challenge us in some ways. And if you didn't need the challenge, you're not experiencing it. But if you do, another thing I notice, or for me, and if you like this idea, you can adopt it, is that when I'm feeling that way, lethargic and nappy, it's because I'm being downloaded. My physical body needs to rest, my mental body is overwhelmed, you know, and it's just the time to rest and let this energy integrate.
Yeah, and that's why I say, if you feel like that, then just go rest. It's okay. Sometimes we feel, oh, I have to push through this. I have to do this. Maybe not. Allow your body to do what it's feeling. Like you said, if you're downloading, if you've got these things going on, the body's trying to catch up. It's trying to do things, and that's why it has to go into this other mode so it can do that. It can catch up.
Absolutely. All right. So it's funny because I keep seeing my name. And so it feels like you're asking me the question. I'm like, oh, yeah. That's how I was going to know there was a question.
We ask them to do it. And then they do it. And then we're like, oh, why are you doing it?
Why is everybody putting my name on here? Julia wants to answer some of these too. Just laugh with us, because this is the step we're talking about. Okay. This is the moment. Be in it with us.
Yeah,
okay.
we're acting it out. I love this. Tracy's wonderful at being the poster child for things. So that's where she slides into those roles beautifully.
No, I just do. Okay, so Lisa would like to know, why is she still alone after 17 years of being divorced? And I want to hear your answer on that, because for me, it's been 18 years. So
for me, it's been
maybe 30
something
to get
years.
That answer today, Lisa, but
30 something years, so it's like, hey,
we're having
you
too
know,
much fun.
Maybe this
I
is
don't
what
know.
You wanted for yourself, you know. I don't, when it's time, when it's right, it will happen. If there is another person planned for you to be with, it will happen. You can't, I love what Tracy says, if it's meant to be, you can't, it has to happen, you can't escape it. So if that's in your plan, but it could be that you needed this time to, I know how much I've learned by being on my own.
Yeah.
So it may be that you wanted that time, and then you'll hit another point in your life where you can be with another person. You can share your life with another person. I don't know what your plan was. There. That's a wonderful question for a QHHT session.
We're pushers today.
But it is. These are the kinds of questions you ask in sessions.
I asked that question in a session, so I know it can be answered. For me, it was because I can get lost in a relationship and lose my own identity, and I had a path that I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it was kind of like, and you guys should have saw what they were sending me. Like, I'd go on a date and I'd be like, did I do something to piss you guys off? Why?
If that's what's out there, it's okay.
Oh my goodness.
That's my option.
I think one of my favorite ones was sitting across from this guy that looked like he walked out of what's the one where they all, you know, the hair back, combed it all back, you know, like the greasers. And he looked like that, you know, he was this small frame man and he greased his hair all back and he comes in, we sit down and we go to a restaurant, we sit down and he's chatting with me. And so he's telling me about all the businesses his family owns, how much money they have, how rich they are, how many different travels he's done and all the things. And then he stuck me with the bill.
No.
Yeah. Single mom, three kids. Here, you take it. You would do that. You pay for that bill.
Mm-mm.
And I was just like, you're at least going to pay for your half, right? And so he scrounged around and pulled out a few dollars and he goes, well, here, I'll give you what I have. And he had like, I don't know, maybe $6, $7.
Well, he had no intention of paying for it.
No intention. Well, nor did he have any of the money or fame or whatever that he was bragging about that, you know, he was trying to woo me with. Why would you even go through all those extravagant stories when you know you're going to ditch the person with the bill?
Yeah.
So they really wanted me to get the message, you guys. I shouldn't be dating. So yeah, that was something. All right. Let me see if I can find a couple more questions here. I'm going to, let's see. Oh, is that one even a question? That one's kind of more of Julie did her first QHHT session. For 2 years, it was amazing. Okay. I don't know why we're doing a first one. I'm going to come back to that. Okay. We'll read it better when I have a chance to read it. We're going to get into, I'm looking for my name. And now I'm running across the ones I've already read. So hang in there with me. This is why Tiffin's is so awesome to have here.
Oh, valuable. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so how can I visualize better to connect with my spirit guides? It is difficult for me to remember anything during meditation. Oh, that's from Nathan.
If it's difficult for you to remember, that means you're going really deep. Mm-hmm. And that's good.
I'm going to take it to the extraterrestrial level. Nathan, okay. You might be leaving your body and going into one of your other avatars. Mm-hmm. So...
yeah, yes. You're definitely going to a level that you can do lots of stuff. We don't tend to remember that. You might, but you, especially when you're on your own, you won't tend to remember it. If somebody is helping you, like in a QHHT session, this is going to be an old record here pretty soon, but like in that, that's when you're staying in conversation so that you might remember it more in that situation.
Absolutely, yeah. There's some neat things that'll come up in that. I just want to say, Julie Jones, we love you too. She's saying she loves us. So we're just giving the love back. Okay. So Alaska Sparkles would like to know, will we be able to bring people back into our life that we let go of to heal because of their triggering after we heal completely, or are they meant to stay out of our lives? It's probably a case.
That goes back to your statement. If they are meant to be in your life, they will be.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, you have your time with them and you move on. So I that's my feeling, is if they're supposed to be, they will come back. And you see people, they all of a sudden they pop back up in your life with nothing that you did. They just pop back in, you know?
Yeah. I've heard people where that's happened. And I think we've all probably had it both ways where somebody does kind of come back in, but the relationship's never what it was before because it doesn't need to be, right? You know,
exactly.
So it's
going
to be a different level of relationship with them. Mm-hmm. It may just be more cordial, or it may be that they come in and now whatever was in the way is out of the way and now the relationship's stronger.
Right.
So, absolutely. Okay. I'm just randomly going to read some. Oh, okay. This is a good one because we both have this experience. Is it true that our birthmark is how we died in another life?
Yes, it can very much be. And that's why you want to pay attention to that. I have two birthmarks, and they both were. And sometimes, like in the one, because I associated with it, I had one here, and It was like a white one, and it was here. And in the session, in a QHHD session, I'm telling you guys, this is the answer to so many things. But in the session, I was slashed. My throat was slashed. And at that point, I was like, oh, that's what that birthmark is. See, I made the association. And within a few weeks after it, that it completely disappeared. Now I have another one on my back, in the low back, and it's a big one. It wasn't QHHT. This was not QHHT, but I saw myself being like a gouged with a sword or something. But see, probably because the rest of it didn't happen, that's why it's still there. But anyway, but they usually are ways that you passed.
Yeah.
So yeah. For some reason, it's there as a reminder. It's there as something for some reason. And when you, if you don't need it, or you make the association and you realize it's not for this life, then it can go away.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What's yours, Tracy?
Well, I have one on my leg that's just like this almost perfectly round birthmark, which I always thought looked like maybe like a bullet or puncture or something like that, right?
Right.
My dad has one on his chest that is kind of more faded. Mine's like a dark brown one. His is more faded. And I always remembered him saying, yeah, and he would joke around, I must have got hit with shrapnel in a past life. And so now I'm like, I bet he did, because that was the story mm-hmm. he always would tell when we go, what's that? And and then my son Devin was born with a birthmark over his eye that, you know, he's got the dark brown one over mm-hmm. his eyelid, and people ask him all the time about getting in a fight. What's the other guy look like? You know, and all that. Uh-huh. He has yet to let me regress him to find out what that past life might have been. I would love to do it. Part of me pursuing the next levels of QHHT was because I heard you talk about your birthmark going away after doing a session. Mm-hmm. And that just got me pursuing. I think I had you on one of my shows or something, and you talked about that. And I was just like, I gotta go all the way. So, but yeah. And, you know, I totally and completely get, it needs to be his choice to come in.
Right.
But here's what's funny is birthmarks are a funny thing, because it's right there on his eye. You would think, I don't even see it anymore. And I know that happens with a lot of people where, you know, you just get to know the person, you don't even see it anymore. And so I had been out with the boys, this is a couple of years ago, but somebody's like, oh my God, what happened to your eye? And I'm freaking out. What happened to you? And then it dawns on me, they're talking about his birthmark. And it's like, man, I don't even see it anymore.
Wow.
It's like that much don't see it anymore. And I'm used to him being asked that every day, every time he goes out, what happened to you, dude? You know, so, you know, but that's how I think they just wanted me to recognize that it just wasn't even a thing anymore. So, but yeah, I'm curious, you know, it looks like that was probably an entry point of something, you know, but yeah, one of the past life, and this was before QHHT, this is before I did hypnosis on any level. It was the very first reading I ever did. I was curious, this person was doing past life readings at a psychic fair. Mm-hmm. I sat down and asked him, you know, hey, I got this birthmark on my leg. What's that from? And I don't know that his answer resonated for the birthmark, but his answer resonated with me. And it also came in again later with the same son that has the birthmark. So he said that I was doing a leap into manhood in one of my tribal lifetimes. And the rope that was attached to me was too long. And so I ended up actually leaping to my death. And so it was tied around my feet. So I associated it with my legs. Apparently that's what his concept was.
Oh, okay.
Now the lifetime actually resonated with me, but the birthmark I didn't think was associated with that particular.
No, it's usually what we found is it's exactly whatever happened. You know, it's like the mark
that was
the
cut
mark.
on my body.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, that seems like that would be around my ankles or, you know, something to do with my feet, or, you know, whatever. But it did get me looking into that. And then later when my middle son was, it was time for him to go to school. So he is right around 5, 6 years old. And the separation anxiety was so horrible with him. And I was like, okay, now I know that this can do with past lives where they've lost their mother or we were, you know, somehow separated. So I went and looked at that, and he was my sibling in that lifetime when I jumped, and he was about that age. And I didn't recover from that, obviously. And so there was a separation, like he was afraid to lose me if he, you know, anytime he was away from me. So he was quite clingy. So I did some clearing on that, and it did help a little bit. But that's something that's interesting too. You know, if your kids are having separation anxiety, there's a good chance that in another lifetime you were separated and they still have those memories, those cellular memories of that. So that's an interesting thing. They're more, because we're not feeling, I didn't feel it like he did, but my heart went out to him. Like, why is he so devastated? Like my oldest son was like, see you, mom, I'm out. And the younger one was like that too. But that my middle one was just like, he was the leg grabber and don't take me away from my mom. And did you ever find a lifetime around it?
No. Well, only when I kind of know about, but it doesn't really jive with it. Mom told about a life that she was regressed, you know, not QHHT, we're not going to go, but before while she was creating it, someone, a friend of hers was doing past life regression with her. And so she was able to see all the lives were, you know, her relationship with all of us. And so I asked her about that one time, and she said the life with me, we were in, she thinks it was like Ireland. And I was the son and she was the mother, and I did not get along with the father. We had a, you know, it's kind of a typical father, you know, father, son, kind of a whatever. And I was like, I'm leaving. I'm going to America. And I left. And so see, and there was that, and she grieved, and I never came back, you know, that was a time
that's
that
a big trip.
It's a big trip. Yeah. And she grieved, I guess her heart was broken. So see, it was on more on her side. So I don't know why, unless I carried that over, because I feel like that's probably why we worked so much together, was I'm repaying that, you know, where I left her. And so maybe it was some of that. It's like, I swore not to ever leave you again.
Yeah. I'm going to hang on. Yeah. It can be, that can be traumatizing. And I'm sure it took you months to get to the United States if you were taking ships and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's no small task back then.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. Okay. Let's see what else we got. Sherry's saying 5D in question mark. I don't know, Sherry, are you asking what is 5D? Why don't we talk about what is 5D? Why I'm looking for questions. I'll let you address that.
Yeah, 5D. You know, the 3D, these are dimensions, okay? And it's how we, it's energy levels and how we experience things. 3D is what we've been in, and it's what we've been experiencing, and that's what we know is normal. Okay, so it's like to explain it, saying it's heavy and dense and all these things, it doesn't really mean a lot to us because it's what we're used to. We've been in it. But 5D is a higher dimension. It's lighter. The frequency is different. And that's where we are shifting. And we're actually in that process. And we are all the time moving in and out of it. And our goal is to gradually stay in 5D more and more. But we have to do this in and out, because it's an adaptive process. If we were just go bam right there, it would be really hard. That's hard on the body. That's why some of these things, when you're very tired, like we're saying, that's the body trying to catch up with some of the changes, some of the frequency issues, the changes that are going on, some of the downloads that we're getting, some of these things. So that's all shifting us to this higher frequency dimension. If that's what it is. And that's where we're saying that's our goal, is to go there. The earth is going there. Mother Gaia is going there. And our goal is to go with her. Into this higher dimension. It's a huge deal, a big deal. And we're actually, I was told a long time ago that we're already here. It's just that the frequency part of it, see, that's where we go in and out. And it looks like it's still the same because that's what we've been used to. We do things out of habit. We're creating the world that we've been used to out of habit. So if things look the same, that's why it is. But we're actually in this other dimensional frequency most of the time. You know, yeah. We just dip them out. But they told me a long time ago, is you will see it when you believe it. When you start believing it, then everything. If you really look back 10 years, 15 years, and then look back to here, that's when you can really tell the difference. It's like, yeah, things are different. There's a shift that happened. Things are lighter. There were some things that you would never have thought of back, you know, 10 years ago. And it's always in your mind. You know, it's like, so you look at things like that. That's 5D. It's the lighter, brighter. Are things about, okay, man, this came to me. Oh, actually, I think I've said it before, but it's like, you know how, like, we're talking about the alchemy, the manifesting, we're into these are things because we know we can do them now. See, that's part of this higher frequency. These are natural abilities that we have. And that's why it's coming to mind why it's attractive to us. It's because this is what we want to do. And we're trying to just figure out how to do it. We've got our training wheels on and we're trying to remember how to do these things. These are natural abilities for us. So that's what this frequency, you know, in this dimension does. It's opening up new worlds for us to explore.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. Telepathy and healing. I mean,
if you're noticing you have abilities coming, because you will.
Yeah.
People used to tell me, oh, no, I don't have any. I used to accept that at that time. I don't accept it anymore because we're here. Mm-hmm. And your abilities. Everybody's got them. Yeah. It's just a matter of acknowledging.
Yeah, I actually had somebody say to me, well, you're special because you can do this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm not special. I'm normal. Everyone can do this.
Exactly.
We just have to remember how.
Right, exactly. And that's the other thing is, you know, we look at, it's like, well, I apparently don't have any abilities because I can't do what Tracy does. And that's what you don't want to, we all are special. We all have our own thing that we're doing. So it's like to lock it down and have expectations like, well, it's got to look like that. For me to accept it or allow it, you have your own. We all have different ways of receiving information. And that's what this stuff is. It's receiving information. And when you look at just looking in our normal world, how many different ways that we receive information, then that gives you a kind of an indication that it's the same way on this. It's a lot of different ways. So your way may not be my way. My way is not Tiffany's way, Tracy's way.
Might be Tiffany's way either. I mean, you never know. This could be.
So just find yours. Just allow them to be. Just don't have expectations on them, because that's when you shut them down, is when you're expecting it to look a certain way.
Yeah. Okay. So we got, I was going to tell this story really quick. I'm looking at my time. We got time for questions and a story.
Okay.
I got a message this morning that said, did you see the UFOs last night?
Oh,
and I was like, that is really weird, because I literally had a dream where I was standing in my parents' driveway looking up at the sky, and there was these weird colors in the sky, like the aurora borealis kind of thing. Uh-huh. And there was a ship. I said, I think that's a ship. And then the next scene, because you know how I can do that, like the next thing. Uh-huh. Was we're standing there talking with this younger blonde girl with curly hair, and she's maybe teenage years or whatever. And I said, are you an alien? And she's like, well, here, let me show you my photo album. And I'm sitting there going, you're not human, though. I don't think you're human. You're just trying to look like us so that we'll feel safe around you. I mean, like these conversations.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then she pulls out this book that's supposed to be her photo album, and it's all cut out pictures out of magazines and different things that she's trying to make it look like she has this whole life. And she's and I was like, well, those aren't real photos of you. Those are magazine photos. But you know, I was really curious because she was super friendly and I felt very calm and safe with this, uh-huh. this person. And then I think a dog woke me up or something like that. You know, it's always those dreams that you're like, no.
Yeah, I'm going to go back.
Oh, I need to go potty right now.
Exactly.
And anyways, so then to wake up and then have this friend of mine send me a text going, did you see the ships last night? And I was like, Oh, that's interesting, because I had a dream about, and I haven't had a dream like that in a long time. And so that was just really cool. So watch for those kind of things, because I don't really know what the message was for me in that, other than I got confirmation that I'm having a dream about a ship and this little alien being, and then somebody's telling me in real life they saw ships last night.
Well,
So
that was interesting. Yeah, I'd like to know more about the other ones too.
yeah, she said it was one big bright light, and her son could both see it, and then it split into three lights,
Oh,
and
wow.
they called a friend of theirs, and they're like, I think there's a ship out here, and it stuck around long enough for the friend to come out and see it too. So there was three people that saw the ships, unless I'm
Fantastic.
telling that wrong. Maybe there was more, but
Was that in your area or where was that?
yeah, that was probably within probably 10 miles from me,
Okay.
where she's at.
Very cool.
And I was like, well, maybe we're both on that ship, because you're the one that saw it. So, but yeah, very, and for me, that dream happened this morning before I woke up. So who knows, maybe they're making their rounds. Kind of like when you can watch where the Amazon package is on the map. Is it to me yet? Is it to me
For the
yet?
Uber driver, what
I'm
came
like,
in
who's
your when,
last?
yeah, or Santa on his route.
Watching Santa, get the little Santa app. You can do it. Okay, we read that one. I got to find the ones I haven't read yet. I clicked on a couple things here. Oh, okay. So Annie's asking, why do I have a feeling of not being of this world, but in it? So let's talk a little bit about that too, because that's a feeling that I think a lot of people get.
A lot of people have it, yeah. Because that's actually how it is. You're of it, you're here. We have the experiences, we come here to experience. Especially if you're one of the waves. You come from somewhere else and you volunteer to be here. But even, people, even if you've had many lives, you don't originate from here. You come here and then you have these experiences, all these different lives. So that can very well be why. Oh, they're saying right now, it's like that must be something that you need to know this to explore this further. Some people just don't feel and don't ever ask, I don't understand, but you're discerning that I don't feel like I belong here. I'm here, but I'm not up from here. And that's just so you'll keep looking more. There's more to that. I'm not grabbing it right, but it's so that you will ask these questions.
Yeah, it's kind of like that little nudge or push. And you design it, like we've talked about before. Your higher self is putting some of this stuff in place. It's making you want to search. And then you go, let's say you go to YouTube, and all of a sudden, all of the Dolores Cannon, Julia Cannon stuff starts feeding up in your little suggestion box, right? And so it's to get you to look outside of the realm that you've been looking in. But yeah.
Because otherwise, sometimes you just, it's this, where do I belong? What am I doing? Everything, and you're not quite there. It's like you just feel like, you can get depressed and all those things and not know why you're having those feelings. And it's exactly that. It's like, I feel I'm here, but I don't feel like I belong here. And
Yeah.
that's where you want to go deeper. Where is that coming from? And it's probably you're a volunteer. You've come here, whatever, to help, and maybe it's now you're waking up to that. And that's why those feelings are coming to the front.
And for me, I know when that transition period would come, like you're kind of fading out of this collective of people because you're moving towards this one. And it's not to say this collective, you're rising above it or anything like that. No. You're done with what you came to learn with this particular group. They're not better, worse, higher, lower, none of that. They provided you with what you came to do. And now your calling is to go over here and explore this thing over here, and this kind of information. And so for me, I know that that transition of leaving this particular way of being and heading towards that one, there's this period of time where you're in that transition. It's not like, oh, I'm over here, so I'm not there anymore. There was like this period of time, and that would feel very lonely to me, and like displaced and outside looking in. Everybody else has their people. Where are my people? And so if you're going through stuff like that, just know that it's because you're
You're trying
going
to transition.
towards your people, your tribe, your next thing that you're going to do, the next teachers or whatever. So that could be part of what's going on too, is just feeling that void while you're in between spaces. Okay, so Jules wants to know, so this is more intuitive. We're going to switch it up a little bit. She's feeling a strong pull to move counties, and she can't shake it. Should she follow the resonance? Kind of an easy one. Should she follow that? Should
she follow that? That's a great QHHT question, by the way.
That would be great in this session.
Those are the kind of things you ask, you know. People say, what can I ask? Any of this stuff. Anytime I'm pointing them out, I guess. Somebody needs to know that. I don't know why I'm making it like that. But should you? Yeah, you know, it's yours to do, and it's a, how do you feel about it? You know, is it, if it's you're feeling that pull, to me, that's a really good indication. That's usually one of the ways that you know to do a move, to do something, is you get that pull.
So we've got a few people on here saying, hey, is there anybody that does QHHT in this area or that area? Real quick, how do they find people in their area?
go to our official website, QHHTofficial.com. And on there, you'll see one of the tabs is for find a practitioner. And you go in there and you'll have, first it shows the levels. And then below that is a search box. And you can search your area. You start with the country, then the state, then the city, and then it'll show everybody in your area. So you would look at the area that you're willing, like if maybe there aren't very many right in your area, then you can broaden it and go look to around to where you're willing to travel, how far you're willing to travel. Some people travel around the world to have a session. So it's wherever you're, how far you're willing to go. And then do your due diligence. See who resonates with you. Look these people in the eyes and contact them. See what feels right for you. You will know. There's that pull again. You will know what feels right. Trust your gut as to the right person to go have a session with.
Absolutely. Okay. So Kelly, really quick, she's in here saying, a lot of people's energy is aggravating me and my body's achy and da, da, da. We just talked about Mercury in retrograde, the eclipse, all the things. But Kelly, I want to send you to just go Google symptoms of the shift, because I feel like you're going to get some of your answers there as to why this is all kind of piling up on you like that. You're going through an energetic shift. Now,
I think, and something that happened yesterday in a meeting that I had with SoulSpeak, people were talking about that, you know, the empaths. You know, it's like you're taking on, that's part of some of the diagnoses.
Oh,
it's just pain all over. It's just, you're taking on everybody else's stuff. And so the message that they got was about setting your boundaries. Is you set your boundaries around you. This is my energy. You know your energy, and it's let all the other energy go. You don't need to carry your stuff.
Here's a fun question I'll ask people sometimes, and you're making me think of it, and we can do it with everybody listening. So I want you all to just pause your minds for a moment. And the first answer that comes in is going to help you a lot, okay? So I'm going to ask a question. You're going to get a number. It's going to be a percentage. What percentage of what you are carrying right now belongs to other people? What number came in? And now you can let that all go with love and light. We're not sending it back to anybody. We're just asking for it to just be...
Yeah, it just doesn't belong to you. You don't need to keep it.
You don't have to send it anywhere. It just goes away. No longer needs anybody's attention.
Yeah. Just the mere act of acknowledging it. Because I used to do all these rituals and I send it back, and it's like, it's really just acknowledging that's not mine. That it moves it on.
I have one on here that's a little bit sad, because it involves a squirrel, and we all know I'm very squirrely. So we got Kath asking, I was having a good day and feeling better today, and then I hit a squirrel. And I know that these little guys have messages for us when these things happen. You know, when they run out in front of us in the road or whatever it might be that's happening, they do that for a reason. That squirrel did that for you. I know that sounds weird, but it did. So what kind of thing comes in for you? Because I think we've talked about this before in another show, how the animals will do things.
Yeah, but what I got, like, a cat did that with me once, and I actually talked to the cat because it was my cat, and I was like, "What on earth?" And I said, "Well, it was time for me to go, and I wanted you to be aware that I was, otherwise they go off in the woods and you don't know what happened. And it's like, I wanted you to be aware that I was leaving." And that's what I got just now with the squirrel, is
time to
it was
go.
time for the squirrel to go. And it was like, I'm choosing this way. You know, we just, this, it's time. Yeah. I'm done.
And
maybe
sometimes
there is some agreement. There's probably an agreement there, you know, as far as, you know, why you.
Well, because you were in a happy and a high vibration.
Yeah, could be.
So that could be helping the energy of transition and all the things. And yeah. So, okay, those are all good.
Okay. In fact, do that. You can visualize that, tap into that squirrel's energy and ask. You can ask them. They will talk to you. And just whatever comes in, trust it. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Why? What happened? Why did you do that? Why me?
Why me? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Annie's asking a question. I think a lot of people have experienced some pretty abusive lives. And she says, how would you help someone who lived abuse and verbal abuse and abuse of power with some people and many lifetimes, not just one lifetime, but they've experienced it in many lifetimes. And I know the answer to this because we've been saying it all day long. How to heal and protect yourself from them in this lifetime. What kind of session might that person benefit from?
QHHD.
This,
I mean,
is,
it really is, because you get these perspectives. You get the understanding of what's going on. You will see if there's a pattern going on. And it could be that you have chosen. Like, if it is a pattern, then that's something that you're working through. And it's like you're going to keep trying it over and over and over again until you get it. You get the accomplish the result that you want or whatever. It's like maybe it keeps going down one road and you want it to go a different road. So it's like, I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing this. We're going to keep trying different players in here until, because it's all about learning. So it's, what are you learning in that process? And there's probably a lot to be learned. But biggest thing I've seen, because I've been in abusive relationships before too, and the biggest thing that I see that I learned was what strength I have. You grow when you work through them and you overcome and you realize, wait a minute, that's not true. Whatever's going on here is not true. I am me. I'm more than what you're saying.
And that you don't deserve that. And,
yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you can stand up to that.
Exactly. And see, that's a huge lesson. That's a huge learning.
Yeah.
That carries on, and then that goes back into those other situations, and that's how the healing happens. You learn and you come on through it.
Yeah. Yeah. So especially where you're touching on this question being multiple lifetimes.
Yes.
Then,
yeah.
So
and a
yeah.
session will show you that. It will show you this different, that way you can get that different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it for what it is you're trying to learn and exactly what's going on. And that helps you to shift now in this one and do things differently or whatever it is you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. I can't believe it. I'm looking at the clock and I think it's time to start talking about.
I think it is.
Let's talk about the reunion. We were talking about how the booking flights was making your head crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tell people what that's about.
Yeah, we're going to do, it's a QHHD practitioner reunion, but you do not have to be a practitioner to join us. You just have to be like-minded. You know, it's like, if you want to be with like-minded people, this is the place. And we love to go to this high vibe, high fun, high, you know, just wonderful places, and where we can all be together. And if you're short of hugs, come on, because you're going to get your quota. You know, this is, we just love to be together. And this will be in Ibiza, Spain, at October 4th to 9th. And we have information on there on our website at QHHT Official. It's on the homepage. It's also under events. And if you, let's see, we have a big coupon on it right now. So if you would like to come, if you do 5D, imagine that, 5D Bliss is the code, you will get $200 off.
Nice. So, oh, that's an awesome deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
and I have
anyway,
to say
if you,
that.
Yeah, if you want to be with like-minded people, come on, join us.
Exactly. And please, if you're not a practitioner, don't let that slow you down if you're being called, because we had some of the people in Hawaii that weren't practitioners were some of them, there was so many reasons for them to be there, so much interaction, so much connection, and it was important that they were there. So if you're feeling called, don't let that be the thing that gets in your way. We want you there. So
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And then if people want to be a practitioner or find a practitioner.
Go to QHHT official. And you'll see, again, on the homepage, you'll see information about how to enroll in the level one course. And then, Tracy, you have a coupon code that they can have to get 10% off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The magic is real. One word, all lowercase. The magic is real. Put it in there and it'll save you 10%. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Very nice.
There, we got you two good deals.
Don't get them confused. 5D Bliss is your trip to
the reunion.
The reunion. And the magic is real is 10% off your level one class. So yeah,
exactly.
Come join the family, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So wonderful.
Awesome. And anything about SoulSpeak before we say our goodbyes?
You can go to QHHT. No, that one's not QHHT. JuliaCannon.com and learn about SoulSpeak, the language of your body, if you're wanting to understand better how your body is a messenger to you.
And if you are a practitioner, I highly, highly recommend that course. It's such a treasure when you're in sessions with people to have that information. All right, you guys. I think that's it.
I think so. I'll let you tell people how to find you.
TracyMahan.com or go to QHHTOfficial.com and go under Find a Practitioner. I'm in Oregon, just about 30 minutes out of Portland. So you'd fly into Portland for those of you who like to travel to your destination.
Yeah.
QHHT sessions. So,
no way. Yeah. So excited. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We love you.
Bye. Bye.